Let me call us to order. My name is Daniel Serwer. I'm Vice President for Peace and Stability Operations here at the U.S. Institute of Peace. And it's really a particular pleasure to welcome you to this discussion of new avenues for national reconciliation in Iraq. The question of national reconciliation in Iraq, I would prefer to call it national accommodation, but it's come to be known as national reconciliation, is really a vital one, as we all recognize, and one that in chemistry we talk about the rate-determining step. It's on the critical path to establishing peace and stability in Iraq. And there are a number of activities, both official, you all know about the efforts of the Committee of the Council of Representatives to develop constitutional amendments, which is in the line of national reconciliation. You all know about the various national reconciliation activities that have been sponsored by the Prime Minister. There has been a lot of activity on this front, and sometimes we think not as much progress as we would like to see. Among these activities is a non-governmental one, which has been conducted by two organizations, the International Institute for Sustained Dialogue and IPALMO. And we have representatives of both of those organizations here today, and they will carry the burdens along with our Iraqi visitors in making the presentations this morning. And it's a particular pleasure for me to be able to introduce Randa Slim, who has pursued national accommodation in Iraq for a difficult year and a half or two, and it's a particular pleasure to be able to unveil the efforts that she's been so deeply involved with here at the Institute. So welcome to Randa.
Thank you, Dan. And thank you all for being here. The International Institute for Sustained Dialogue mission focuses on the promotion of the use of the sustained dialogue process as a way to prevent and manage conflicts, especially protracted conflicts, here in the United States and abroad. And the Iraq Sustained Dialogue is one such initiative that we launched in 2006. It is an unofficial initiative, and it has been until now away from the public eye for most of the time. Let me say clearly from the beginning, as Dan has said, that the Iraq Sustained Dialogue, it's a joint initiative of the International Institute for Sustained Dialogue, IISD, and IPALMO, a Rome-based Italian think tank, and it is supported by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Italy and some occasional support from the British Foreign Office. And we have Mrs. Antonella Caruso here representing IPALMO in this audience. The objective of this initiative from the beginning is to create a public, unofficial space where influential Iraqi citizens, mostly parliamentarians, tribal leaders, and civil society leaders, to meet and analyze and discuss the political reconciliation process in Iraq. The whole thing started really in November 2006, and that's very much part of how we work at IISD. We conduct initially what we call dialogues about dialogue. So before starting a sustained dialogue, a long-term initiative, we try to do as many explorations as possible about whether this is feasible, it has a role to play in the actual political space or not. So in November 2006, IISD convened an exploratory consultation in Istanbul involving 24 Iraqis from across the political spectrum. And by across the political spectrum, I mean people who are part of the political process ongoing in Iraq, but also people who are located outside Iraq and who are opposed and are not part of the political process going on in Iraq. And the objective of that exploratory meeting was to determine whether there is a space for an unofficial sustained dialogue on how to promote national reconciliation in Iraq and exactly what the role of such a dialogue might be. And during that meeting, all Iraqis present urged ISD to start with this process and to proceed in a to organize it as part of a two-track process, one track being the official initiative, and at the time it was mostly focused on the Iraqi Prime Minister National Reconciliation Initiative, and then the second track will be the unofficial dialogue that we were about to conduct. And the whole idea is that this is a space where people can test ideas, can try out ideas, and then maybe come up with some proposals that are, of course, non-binding, being unofficial. And these proposals could be related to official structures for discussions and possibly implementations. The first meeting of the joint IPALMO ISD initiative was launched in Beirut, 2007. And by the way, I have to say that all the meetings of this dialogue until now have been convened outside Iraq, in different capitals around Baghdad, around Iraq. And since then, we have had four meetings, and the first two included representatives of the opposition that is not part of the that's not taking part in the political process. And then the last two, these people or these representatives were not, decided not to be there. The meeting is moderated by a panel of a third-party team that includes Americans and Europeans, including Mrs. Antonella Caruso, representing IPALMO. From the beginning, we wanted to have the space to be an Iraqi space and the product to be, of course, an Iraqi product. And we, as third party, play a moderator role. We play, we ask questions, clarification questions. Every now and then we say this is what happened in other countries in terms of lessons to be learned from. But eventually it's Iraq is deciding on what to do about national reconciliation. At the second meeting of this dialogue, an agenda for this dialogue was agreed upon. And it was a six-point agenda. And I can say that the agenda included one, form and state of government, two, mechanisms to promote political participation and partnership in government, three, the nature of relations with foreign forces in Iraq, four, constitutional amendments and legal reforms, five, program of transitional justice to deal with the crimes committed under the previous regime as well as the wrongs committed under this regime and or this period post-Saddam, and then finally, position vis-a-vis militias. And since then, we have been tackling each of these items in a deliberative and manner. At the third meeting, one of the most telling moments in the dialogue, in my opinion, was when we started talking about the fears that different communities in Iraq have about each other, and then what kind of assurances, mutual assurances that the communities need to give to each other about the future Iraq, and then what kind of messages and the ways through which these assurances need to be communicated. Since then, there has been a subcommittee formed to work on a roadmap for national reconciliation, and this subcommittee has drafted a concept paper focusing on what they call the roadmap for national reconciliation. Part of it will have some institutional structure, a recommendation for institutional structure, but this is to be seen if this is going to be implemented in the future. We are, as I said, we have convened so far four meetings, and we hope to continue in the future as a joint initiative, IPALMO and ISD, working with Iraqis. I have to say that about sustained dialogue, when we say sustained, we mean sustained. We work with the same core group of people. We bring them over and over, and we work with a cumulative agenda. You know, our mantra is that we always, the meeting starts where the last meeting left off. So by sustained, we mean it in terms of sustainability of participants and cumulative agenda. Thank you very much. And now I think I have to introduce the Iraqis.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. We have invited four members of this dialogue groups to come and to the United States for a series of meetings and briefings. One of them could not make it due to certain recent political developments in Iraq at the last minute, has decided to bow out at least. And then three are here. And it's my pleasure to introduce first Mr. Rawenzi, and I think all of you have the short bios in front of you. Quickly, let me say Mr. Fariad Rawenzi is a member of Iraq Council of Representatives, spokesperson of the Council Kurdistan Coalition, Secretary of the Security and Defense Committee and a member of the Committee on Constitutional Amendments. He's a member of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan and has been a member since 1976. Dr. Omar Abdel Sattar is also a member of Iraq Council of Representatives and vice chair of its Committee on Integrity, and he is a member of the Iraqi Islamic Party. And Sheikh Balasim Yahya is a senior leader of the Bani Tamim tribe located in Diyala province. He works with the Diyala Support Center, Markaz al-Isnad, and along with other tribal leaders in the area, he played an important role in organizing the fight against Al-Qaeda in Diyala province. Thank you.
شكرا لهذا الحضور.
Here today. It's on. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you for coming here today.
سأتحدث عن المصالحة الوطنية بمراحلها الثلاثة كما أنا عاشرتها.
I will talk about the national reconciliation in its three phases as I have lived it.
بدأ الحوار في عملية المصالحة الوطنية.
The discussion started about the national reconciliation.
في البداية بين أطراف داخل العملية السياسية.
Between the political parties.
وكانت عملية ليست صعبة.
And it was not a difficult operation.
مقارنة بالحوار بين الأطراف خارج الحكومة وأطراف داخل الحكومة.
In comparison to a discussion between members of the government and members outside the government.
الحوار بين أطراف داخل العملية السياسية أثمرت عن اتفاق عام.
The discussion and negotiations between the political members gave a general agreement.
هذا الاتفاق يقضي بأن تعمل جميع الأطراف العراقية في سبيل العمل إنجاح العملية السياسية وأيضا تذليل العقبات على طريق نجاح العمل الحكومي.
And this agreement required everybody to work for the success of the organizations and the political work of the government.
لكن هذا الحوار أيضا أصاب بالنكسة.
But this discussion failed.
Suffered. Setback. Yes. السبب لأن طرف مهم من الحكومة لم يقتنع ببرنامج الحكومة وبتصرفات الحكومة.
And the main reason is because a party of the government did not really was not convinced of.
وأقصد بهذا الطرف السني أو المكون السني وهو من أهم المكونات في العراق.
And I mean by this party is the Sunni party and it is a very important has a very important presence in Iraq.
نحن الكرد لعبنا دور الوسيط بين الطرفين.
Us the Kurds, we played the part of the mediator between the two.
وقد نجحنا إلى حد بعيد في تقريب وجهات النظر بين الطرفين.
And we succeeded to a large part in bringing the points of view between the two closer to each other.
وأعتقد أن كل عناصر نجاح وكذلك التفاهم بين أطراف داخل الحكومة الآن على السكة الصحيحة.
And I believe all the elements of success and understanding between the members of the government are on the right track.
وهناك عودة محتملة ومقتربة للتوافق إلى الحكومة.
And we are hoping for a soon return to the discussion and agreement.
لكن نحن نعيش في دولة ديمقراطية والاختلافات دائما تكون موجودة.
But since we live in a democratic country, the conflicts exist always.
Differences.
And differences.
Yes. Differences. Yes. موجود دائما. وهذه الاختلافات سوف لن تؤدي بطبيعة الحال إلى العمل المشترك لأطراف داخل الحكومة.
And these differences will not lead to a come and work between the members of the government.
الحوار في الخط الثاني كان بين أطراف الحكومة وكذلك الأطراف الخارجين في الحكومة أو الغير المشتركين في الحكومة.
The second track was the discussion between members of the government and the members that were not included in the government.
وهي المهمة الأصعب.
And this is the more difficult mission.
لأن ممكن تصنيف الذين هم خارج الحكومة إلى مجموعات مختلفة.
Because we can classify those that were outside the government to different groups.
كان المجموعة الأولى لها ملاحظات على الحكومة والأداء الحكومي وهي المجموعة الأسهل في التعامل معه والتفاهم معه.
The first group had their own comments about the government and they were the easiest to deal with.
وهكذا فقد في الخطوات الأولى من الحديث معهم تمكننا من إقناعهم بأن يكونوا جزء من العملية السياسية.
And this is how in our discussions with them and within the first steps we were able to convince them to become part of the political scene.
والمجموعة الثانية هي أطراف في حزب البعث. أفراد في حزب البعث.
And the second group are members of the Ba'ath Party.
من العسكريين وكذلك المدنيين.
They were military and civilians.
كانوا يشعرون بخطر على وجودهم في العراق بعد انبثاق النظام الجديد.
They felt threatened in their existence in Iraq after the new pact.
لكن رويدا تعودوا على أن النظام الجديد لن يشكل خطرا عليهم فعادوا واندمجوا بالمجتمع.
So slowly they felt that the new regime is not threatening them, then they came back and joined the society.
المجموعة الأخرى من المعارضين والذين كانوا يعارضون الحكم هم من العشائر السنية في المنطقة التي كانت تسمى في وسائل الإعلام الغربية بتراي أنجل سني أريا. تراي أنجل.
And the third party consisted of the Sunni tribes that
no Sunni triangles area.
The Sunni tribes that existed in what was called by the foreign media the Sunni triangle.
هؤلاء بعد أن ضاقوا ذراعا بالقاعدة وكذلك المتطرفين والإرهابيين يعني من بعد حوارات مستمرة بين الجانب الأمريكي والجانب الحكومي معهم استطاعوا أن يتخذوا لهم طريقا وسميت هذا الطريق بالصحوات.
So after being fed up with Al-Qaeda and what was happening on and due to continued negotiations from the Americans and the Iraqi government, they ended up to coming to what we call the awakening, Al-Sahwa.
الصحوات أو أفراد الصحوات من العشائر وكذلك من أفراد المناطق والوطنيين استطاعوا طرد القاعدة والإرهابيين في مناطقهم.
The members of the awakening or al-Sahwa were able in their tribes to push or drive away the terrorists and the members of al-Qaeda.
الصحوات الآن تعيش في حالة مخاض.
The awakenings are living now a sort of labor.
بين yeah.
Are going to labor.
Yeah, pain before boring. Yeah, yeah.
Pain before boring.
Yeah. السبب لأنهم نعم السبب لأنهم يريدون أن يتحولوا إلى 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 طيف أو تيار أو حركة سياسية أو أن يشتركوا في العملية السياسية لا سيما في الانتخابات المحلية المزمع إجراءها في الأشهر القليلة القادمة.
Because and certainly because they wanted to become a party or play a role in the up-and-coming elections in the few months.
هؤلاء أيضا أصبحوا الآن جزء من عملية سياسية بطريقة أخرى.
Those again became part of the political process one way or another.
أو على الأقل ممكن أن نقول بأنهم أصبحوا جزء من النظام الجديد وهم لا يعارضون هذا النظام.
Or we can say that they have become part of the new regime and they are not opposing anymore.
أما بالنسبة لكبار البعثيين وكذلك كبار ضباط الجيش أيضا هؤلاء كانوا يشكلون الجزء الآخر.
And as far as the high-ranking military officials from the military and the high-ranking Baathists also used to present a certain threat.
هؤلاء تم أيضا إيجاد معالجة وهي ليست معالجة كلية لأن لكنها معالجة مرحلية وممكن أن تكتمل بمراحل أخرى قادمة وهو تحويل أو تغيير أو إصدار تشريع جديد وهو تشريع خاص بهم وبضمان حقوقهم وهذا التشريع يسمى بالمساءلة والعدالة والذي حل محل اجتثاث البعث.
So we are in the process of finding a solution for these people. It's not complete yet, but what we are hoping is to come up with a kind of legalization or a law that would allow them to become members and through accountability and
justice on accountability.
Justice and accountability, they would rejoin the mainstream.
Of course, there was a law before justice and accountability called de-baathification. We issued a new law in the parliament, it said to make sort of amendments. I just want to make a clearness for my interpreter.
Thank
you. المجموعة الأخرى وهي مجموعة القاعدة والإرهابيين هؤلاء ليس لا يمكن التحدث معهم لأن وضعهم وكذلك أهدافهم معروفة واستراتيجيتهم معروفة ليس في العراق وإنما في كل البلدان الأخرى.
But the last group is the Al-Qaeda and the terrorists, and we all know what their position is, and not simply in Iraq but all over the world.
وأيضا هناك مجموعة أخرى من البعثيين الذين لا يريدون أبدا الانخراط في العمل السياسي الجديد والبقاء خارج العراق أو حتى بعضهم داخل العراق وهم يعارضون معارضة مسلحة.
And there are some other party members of the Baathists that are inside the Iraq or outside, and they do not wish to join the political process.
ونحن حاولنا معهم وأنا كنت من ضمن الناس الذين جلست معهم كثيرا وتحدثت معهم في العواصم العربية من أجل إقناعهم بأن الوضع الجديد ينبغي أن يكون وضعا يشمل الجميع لكنهم رفضوا.
And we had many discussions with them. I was one of the people that held meetings with them to discuss in the number of the Arabic countries to discuss with them and tell them that the new status is and the new situation is something that should include everybody, but they refused.
الجزء الآخر من الحوار هو بين الناس أنفسهم.
The other part of the dialogue is amongst people.
وبين الشيعة والسنة بصورة خاصة.
And specifically between the Sunni and the Shia.
يعني الوضع الجديد في العراق وما رافق هذا الوضع طبعا قد أدى إلى حدوث نوع من التشنج بين الشيعة والسنة.
The situation now in Iraq and what has come with it has created some kind of tension between the Sunni and the Shia.
للأسف كانت الدوافع السياسية هي التي وراء تحريك مثل هذه التشنجات.
Unfortunately, it was political motivations that has pushed for such tension.
ولكن الآن يعني تمكننا وبفعل بعض التقدم على المسار الأمني وهو المسار المهم وأيضا بعض التقدم على المسار السياسي أن يتم تخفيف حدة الاحتقان بين الطرفين.
But now we have been able to make headway in the political process and in the security process as well.
ونحن في الحالة الثالثة في بداية المرحلة نأمل أن نتمكن من إعادة المهجرين إلى أماكنهم الذين هاجروا أماكنهم بسبب التشنجات المذهبية.
And now at the beginning of the third phase, we hope to bring back all the displaced to their original homes.
نحن تلاميذ في العملية السياسية في العراق.
We are students in the political process in Iraq.
لكن تلاميذ شطار.
But very good students.
ونتعلم يوميا.
And we are learning every day.
وأيضا نتعلم من أجل تفادي الأخطاء.
And we are learning not to make the same mistakes.
وأمامنا تحديات ك كبيرة.
But we face a lot of challenges.
لكن لنا عزم كبير.
But we have a great effort.
على التغلب على المصاعب والمشاكل.
To overcome all the problems and the challenges.
والخارطة التي قدمتها لكم هي ليست خارطة مكتملة لكن العزم وعلى الاستمرار سوف يؤدي بنا إلى اكتمالها إن شاء الله.
And the map that I have laid in front of you here is not complete, but with our effort and persistence and perseverance, hopefully we will reach our goal.
شكرا.
Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, all compassionate and merciful.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله جميعا وبركاته.
May you all be blessed.
شكرا جزيلا للسيد دان والسيدة راندا وزملائهم في مبادرة الحوار الدائم ومنظمة إيبالمو ولا أنسى أنتونيلا أيضا. على جهودهم ودورهم المخطط والمستمر لتحقيق شيء ما في هذا المجال.
I would like to thank Randa and Dan and everybody in the USIP and IIST for all their efforts and Antonella. I'm sorry.
وشكرا لمعهد السلام الأمريكي ولإستضافة لنا ومنحنا هذه الفرصة الثمينة لإيصال الرسالة المطلوبة لكم.
And I would like to thank the USIP for giving me the opportunity to give you this message today.
وشكرا لجميع من حضر للمساهمة في هذا الموضوع.
And I would like to thank everybody that is participating here today to listen to this.
وأشكر زميلي الأستاذ فرياد على ما قدم وفصل في حديثه قبلي.
And I would like to thank my colleague Fariad for what he has given in his presentation and in details.
أقول الآن وبعد خمس سنوات من العملية السياسية الجارية في العراق منذ 9/4 لا يمكننا الحديث عن مصالحة وطنية بالمعنى الحقيقي لها ولكن يمكننا الحديث عن المصالحة السياسية بين الأطراف المشاركة في العملية السياسية.
After 5 years of discussions and since 4/9, we cannot truly talk about a national reconciliation, but we can talk about a political reconciliation.
بين الأطراف المشاركة.
Between the members. Participating members of the process.
إذا كان الحديث بهذا الاتجاه، نقول إذا كانت هذه المصالحة أي السياسية منها. تعني النتائج المتحققة عبر عملية الحوار والتي تصل بالأطراف المشاركة إلى حالة من القبول المتبادل والاستعداد للعمل المشترك.
جملة
طيب طيب يعني قصدك بدأ يسخن الحديث.
ممكن تعطيلي نسخة عن الحديث؟
أنا أقول إذا كان الحديث بهذا الاتجاه.
I would like to say that if the discussion is going in this direction,
وقلنا أن هذه المصالحة تعني النتائج المتحققة عبر عملية الحوار,
and we said that the results are achieved through the dialogue,
والتي تصل بأطراف المصالحة إلى حالة من القبول المتبادل,
that would lead the members that are negotiating to a sort of mutual agreement,
والاستعداد للعمل المشترك,
and ready to work together.
لتحقيق أهداف متفق عليها.
To achieve goals that are agreed upon.
إذا كان الحديث بهذا المعنى أقول أو يمكنني أن أقول إن هذا المعنى بين الأطراف الرئيسية المشاركة في العملية السياسية بدأ يلوح في الأفق.
So if this is the goal and this is what we are talking about, then I could say that this is looming in the on the horizon.
بدأ يحقق نجاحات.
It has started to achieve successes.
بدأ يأخذ اتجاهه الصحيح.
It started taking the right track.
بدأت الأطراف المشاركة في العملية تتجاوز الأطر الضيقة.
The participating members in the process have started overcoming their local issues.
الأسرة ضيقة بشروط
اجتماعات الفرعية خلفياتها الطائفية أو خلفياتها الدينية أو خلفياتها تحزبات
their own affiliation
okay بدأت تعمل هذه الجهات على تحقيق أهداف تهم الجميع.
These parties started working for goals that are important for everybody.
وهذا شيء مفرح فعلا.
And that is something very pleasing.
بالتأكيد مفرح لنا في الداخل لأننا بدأنا نتنفس الصعداء بعد سنوات يعني صعبة جدا.
It is pleasing for us inside because we started feeling happy and we could breathe freely more.
وهذه تعطينا جرعة أمل للاستمرار في هذا الاتجاه.
And that would give us a hope to continue working in the same on the same track.
A dose of hope.
A dose of hope.
مع التأكيد على أنه لا زالت هناك تحديات حقيقية تواجهنا في هذا الطريق.
Keeping in mind that we still have true challenges that we face along the way.
تواجهنا لتطبيع في من أجل أن نطبع الأوضاع في بلادنا.
We face these challenges while we are trying to normalize the conditions in our country.
هذه التحديات تتمثل إجمالا بتحقيق الثقة المتبادلة.
And these challenges are personalized or symbolized by creating the mutual trust
بين الأطراف المشاركة طبعا.
Between all the participating parties.
الثقة المتبادلة من خلال رؤية مشتركة للقضايا المختلف عليها.
The mutual trust between the parties for a vision agreed upon mutually.
وبالتأكيد هناك تحدي آخر وهو حسم النزاع بين أمريكا وإيران بالطريقة المناسبة.
And of course there's another challenge which is the resolution of the conflict between the US and Iran in the right way.
نعم التوجه صحيح، نعم بدأنا نحقق اختراقات في هذا المجال، لكن تحقيق الأهداف، الوصول إلى الأهداف التي نحلم بها أو التي نعمل من أجلها لا زال بعيدا.
So it's true that we are making headway, we are on the right track, but to reach the goals that we are working towards, it's still a long way ahead of us.
وربما لن تتحقق المصالحة السياسية بالصورة التي نريدها.
And maybe the political reconciliation will not happen the way that we like.
إلا بعد الانتخابات البلدية والبرلمانية القادمة.
Until after the parliament elections and the local elections. Provincial elections.
لأن البرلمان الحالي ربما بسبب تكوينه وبسبب ما تم في الانتخابات الماضية غير قادر على إنجاز هذين التحديين أو تجاوز هذين التحديين.
Perhaps because the parliament, the existing parliament, and in its composition is not capable of overcoming these two challenges.
هذا لا يعني أننا سنعمل من أجل أن لا يتحقق إلا في البرلمان القادم، لكننا سنعمل على تحقيق ما يمكن تحقيقه في خلال هذه الدورة الانتخابية أو ما تبقى منها للبرلمان الحالي.
And that does not mean that we will wait to achieve this goal after the parliament, but we will continue working, trying to achieve whatever we can until that time.
الأهداف التي نسعى لها بوضوح وبآليات محددة هي
the goals that we are working towards very clearly are
first أن يكون العراقيون سواسية أمام القانون.
One, to have every Iraqi equal in front of the law.
الأصل عندهم المواطنة والولاء عندهم للوطن.
First of all, it's their citizenship and their loyalty to their country.
أن نصل إلى أن تكون الوظيفة العامة مجالا لخدمة الوطن والمواطن.
And to reach the point where the public position is to serve the citizen and the country.
وليست ملكا لحزب أو لفرد أو لطائفة.
And it is not the property of a party or a person or a religion.
طائفة. Security.
Confessional group.
أن نجسد يوما في المصالحة سياسة عفى الله عما سلف.
to
let's forgive and forget and forgive.
الإخوة الكرد طبقوا سياسة عفى الله عما سلف بعد 94 أو ربما حتى قبل 94. فنحن نأمل أن تكون تجربة الكردية في المصالحة هي تجربة عراقية أيضا.
So our brothers the Kurds have forgotten and forgave after 94-2003.
بالتأكيد مقابل إلقاء السلاح ويعني عدم معارضة العملية السياسية والإيمان بعراق حر ديمقراطي فيدرالي تعددي.
Of course, after putting down the arms and believing in a federal Iraqi government.
حر ديمقراطي فيدرالي تعددي.
Federal democratic federal democratic multiple.
وأن نحقق رابعاً وأن نحقق تعديلات دستورية طال انتظارها بالتوافق السياسي لتكتمل صورة المشهد السياسي العراقي المستقر.
And fourth, to achieve the amendments to the constitution that have been long awaited.
وأن يكون لنا جيشاً وطنياً وخطاباً إعلامياً موظف لخدمة المصالح الوطنية.
And to have a national army and a national vision or discussion.
في ختام حديثي أقول
In closing, I'd like to say
نعم إنما حصل هذه كلها أهداف هناك أمامها عوائق لكن كثير من هذه العوائق تم تجاوزها والقليل منها أو وبعضها لا زال مستمرا يعني في يجب أنه في يجب أن نتجاوزه.
All these are goals and they have many obstacles. We were able to overcome a lot but there are still a few that we have to overcome.
فالملف الأمني عموما تم حسمه لصالح الاستقرار.
So the security issue has been taken care of towards the stability.
وبالتأكيد على أساس الاستقرار الأمني سيحصل استقرار سياسي يتبلور من خلال الانتخابات القادمة.
And of course because of the security stability there will be a political stability that will appear in the upcoming elections.
وبالتأكيد عند ذلك يمكن رسم المشهد السياسي العراقي ورسم الأمن والاستقرار والتنمية في البلد للسنوات الخمس القادمة بشكل أفضل من ناحية التوافق السياسي ومن ناحية آليات تنفيذ هذا التوافق على أرض الواقع.
And with that it will be possible to draw the political picture and the political reconciliation for the upcoming five years.
شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you very much.
سيدات سادتي طاب صباحكم.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
شكرا جزيلا لمن أقام لنا الدعوة.
Thank you very much for those that have created this invitation.
لتوجيه رسالة مباشرة من الشعب العراقي إلى الشعب الأمريكي الصديق.
To give a direct message from the Iraqi people to the friendly American people.
لأنه لربما هناك تشويه لبعض الصور.
Because it is possible that there are some distortion to some of the images
التي وصلتكم عن العراقيين
that you have received about the Iraqis.
أيها السادة.
Ladies and gentlemen.
إنما مر بالعراق.
What happened to Iraq?
حقيقة أستطيع أن أقولها لم يمر في أي بلد.
Truly I can say it has not happened in any other country.
سوى أنه في التاريخ القديم أو التاريخ المعاصر.
Be it in the old times or the new times.
نحن نعرف بأن الدول عندما تقام عليها الحروب أو تبدأ بالحروب لا بد وأن لها جيش وشرطة.
We know that when wars start in countries, they must have an army and a police.
ولكن العراق.
But Iraq.
دخل هذه المعارك العنيفة
entered into these violent wars
التي وردت إليه عبر الحدود
that came to Iraq through its borders,
متمثلة بالقاعدة,
taking the shape of Al-Qaeda or the form of Al-Qaeda,
والتي كانت تملك من الأسلحة,
and they had a lot of weapons,
قوة هائلة,
a major power,
استطاع هذا الشعب,
these people were able to,
أن يقاوم هذه الهجمة الشرسة,
to stand in the face of such an attack, vicious attack,
بلا جيش وبدون شرطة,
without an army and a police,
وإنما معتمداً,
but relying
على قوى العشائر,
on the power of the tribes,
التي استطاعت هذه العشائر بدورها,
which these tribes were able in,
أن لن تسمح بالقاعدة بالتوسع في كافة أنحاء العراق,
denying the proliferation of Al-Qaeda in all of Iraq.
أنا لست عضوا في مجلس النواب,
I am not a member of the parliament,
ولست جزءا من الحكومة,
nor a part of the government,
ولكني جزء من شريحة كبيرة جدا في العراق وهي شريحة العشائر,
but I am a member of a big party of Iraq, a portion of Iraq, and that is the portion of the tribes.
أنا لا أريد أن أطيل عليكم الكلام لأنه زملائي الأساتذة وضحوا ما هو يخص ولو جزء من موضوع المصالحة الوطنية, ولكني أستطيع أن أقول وبكل ثقة,
I do not wish to stand here and lecture you for a long time because my esteemed colleagues have discussed in details the national reconciliation, but I can say with assurance and confidence
بأن الخلافات بين الكتل السياسية في مجلس النواب قد بدأت بالتلاشي,
that the conflicts between the political parties and the parliament started dissipating,
وأن العلاقة بين مجلس النواب والحكومة العراقية,
and that the relationship between the parliament and the Iraqi government,
قد تتوافق في أمور مهمة كثيرة,
agree on a lot of important issues.
لقد كان هناك أمر مخيف جدا,
there was a very scary subject,
وهو الفتنة الطائفية بين طائفتين كبيرتين هما السنة والشيعة في العراق,
is the religious strife between two important religions in Iraq, and they are the Sunni and the Shia.
ولكن هذه الفتنة قد فشلت تماما,
but this conflict failed completely,
حيث أن العمر الطويل لهذين الطائفتين بالعراق لن يسمح لهما بالاختلاف,
because of the long history of these two religions in or confessional groups in Iraq would not permit that.
هناك أواصر محبة,
there are a lot of love between them,
مصاهرة,
intermarriage,
علاقات إنسانية,
human relationships,
ونحن مؤمنين بأن هناك حقيقة مسلم بها,
and we believe that there is a truth that cannot be denied.
لا يمكن للشيعة أن يعيشوا بدون السنة في العراق,
the Shia cannot live without the Sunni in Iraq,
ولا يمكن للسنة أن يتعايشوا في العراق بدون الشيعة,
and vice versa,
ولا يمكن للشيعة أن يحكموا وحدهم,
and the Shia cannot govern by themselves,
وليس باستطاعة السنة أن يحكموا بينهم وحدهم, آسف,
and vice versa.
فالآن حكومة مشتركة,
there has to be a joint government.
هناك وئام واتفاق بين في صدور القرارات,
and there is an agreement regarding the decisions.
هناك دعم عشائري للحكومة ولمجلس النواب,
and there is a tribal support to the parliament and to the government.
وأنا أعتقد أن العراق قد قطع شوطا كبيرا في الأمن والاستقرار,
and I believe that Iraq has achieved a long way on the road for security and peace.
وهناك مواقع بسيطة جدا الآن للقاعدة,
and there are very few positions or places where Al-Qaeda exists.
وهي مسيطر عليها.
And it is controlled.
بدأنا على مستوى عشائر.
We started at the level of the tribes.
بإعادة المهجرين.
To return the displaced.
إعطاء حقوق لمن تم الضير عليهم.
Giving the rights to those that have been erroneously done.
مراعاة العشائر التي وقع عليها الضير أكثر من غيرها.
Taking into consideration some of the tribes that have suffered more than others.
وقد طلبنا من الحكومة.
And we have requested from the government.
تعويض من وقع عليهم الضرر.
To recompensate those that have had problems.
وبدأ التعويض.
And this truly has started.
وختاما سيداتي سادتي.
And in closing, ladies and gentlemen.
أرجو أن تنشروا هذه الرسالة إلى الشعب الأمريكي الصديق.
I hope that you will spread this message to our friendly American people.
بأن العراقيين ليسوا قتلة.
That the Iraqis are not murderers.
وليسوا خاطفين.
Nor kidnappers.
وليسوا قاطعي طرق.
Nor road blockers.
العراقيين يتميزون بأعلى درجات الإنسانية.
The Iraqis have a very high degree of humanity.
وأعلى درجات الرحمة.
And forgiveness.
وهم يحترمون الشعوب.
And they respect people.
ولكن نتذمر من الاغتصاب والاحتلال فقط.
But we are complaining about the violation and the occupation.
وهذا حق شرعي لكل الشعوب.
And this is a legitimate right to each and every people.
أما فيما يخص قوات التحالف في العراق.
And as far as the coalition forces in Iraq.
فهم يقومون بالعمل بالتنسيق مع الحكومة ومع العشائر.
They work in cooperation and coordination with the government and the tribes.
بالرغم من وجود بعض الهفوات.
Despite some gaps.
لعدم معرفتهم بما يريد العراقيون.
Due to the lack of their knowledge of the needs of the Iraqi.
وأتمنى أن تنتهي هذه الحالة.
And I hope that this will come to an end.
أملنا في الحياة.
Our hope in life.
نبذ الحروب.
And to reject wars.
نبذ القتال.
Fighting.
الإيمان المطلق بالأمن والأمان والاستقرار.
The absolute belief in the security.
حق دماء الإنسان أينما يكون.
And not to spill the blood of any human being anywhere.
هذه سيرتنا وهذا منهجنا.
This is our road and our track.
وإنما سمعتموه.
And what you have heard.
أو رأيتموه في الفضائيات.
Or have seen on the satellite channels.
هو هذا العمل قام به مجموعات دخلت إلينا عبر الحدود.
This has been the work of groups that entered Iraq through our borders.
وقد وجدوا مكانات خصبة هنا وهناك.
And they found some fertile grounds here and there.
إلا أن فيها إلا أن في هذا اليوم.
But today.
أقصد الوقت الحاضر.
I mean now.
لن توجد هناك أي أرض خصبة لهؤلاء.
There won't be any fertile grounds for these people.
وإنما أراضي قاحلة سيموتون بها أو يندحرون كما اندحروا.
But they will find some arid land where they would die and be killed the way that they have killed.
نحن نحترم الشعوب.
We respect civilizations.
ولن نسمح بالتدخل في شؤوننا الداخلية.
And we do not permit anyone to meddle in our internal affairs.
نعم نؤمن أن هناك علاقات.
Yes, we believe that there are relationships.
اقتصادية.
Economic.
اجتماعية.
Social.
سياسية.
Political.
ثقافية.
Culture.
وهذا ما هو معمول فيه في العالم.
And that is what is being.
ولكن نرفض رفضا قاطعا التدخل في شأننا الداخلي.
we refuse categorically the meddling in our internal affairs.
شكرا لحسن استماعكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you for your good listening and peace be upon you.
Let me thank all of our speakers. We're going to open the floor now for questions. I've got two microphones, one on either side. I'm going to have to ask people to line up because we are recording this event and we don't get a good recording unless you speak into the microphone. Questions can be addressed as you like to any or all of the speakers. Trudy, introduce yourself.
Trudy Rubin from the Philadelphia Inquirer. A couple of things. I'd like to ask Dr. Sattar, until a few months ago, there was a lot of tension between your party and the Prime Minister, but that seems to have dramatically eased. Did the Prime Minister's decision to fight against a Shiite militia in Basra contribute to that easing? And one more question, if I may, to anyone who wants to answer this.
Hello? Sorry. Could you just give me a second to interpret for him?
Oh, please.
Okay. Could you repeat the last sentence you said?
Okay. One more question, if I may.
No, the previous one.
The previous... Sorry. The previous question was... Was reconciliation between Tawafiq and Prime Minister Maliki the result of the Prime Minister's decision to send the Iraqi army to Basra?
Is it the result of decision of Prime Minister?
Yes, to send the Iraqi army to Basra. That was first point. And second point, in order to continue the reconciliation process, how long do you think American troops will be needed? And would it help or hurt for the next president to publicly set a timeline for U.S. troops to leave?
No, you can do it from there.
شكرا جزيلا للسؤال.
Thank you very much for the question.
بالنسبة للسؤال الأول.
Regarding the first part of your question.
هل أن التعامل الجيد والحميمي إلى درجة ما بين المالكي والهاشمي أو بين حزب الدعوة والحزب الإسلامي أو بين التوافق الحكومة سببه ما حصل في البصرة أو سببه قرار المالكي في البصرة؟ أقول
regarding the situation of the relations getting better between us and al-Maliki, is it the result of the decision of al-Maliki to send the troops to al-Basra? I would say
لا يوجد أحد مثلنا له مشاكل سياسية مع رئيس الوزراء أو مع حكومة السيد المالكي في العراق.
There is nobody like us that has the similar problems that we have with Mr. Al-Maliki in Iraq.
وعلى هذه الخلفية من المشاكل تم الانسحاب من الحكومة في 1/8/2007.
And based on these problems, we withdrew from the government in August 2007.
هذه الخلفية تتلخص بما يلي.
And this issue can be summarized as follows.
أن القاعدة والميليشيات وجهان لعملة واحدة.
That Al-Qaeda and the militias are the two faces of the same coin.
أنه لا ديمقراطية تحت فوهة البندقية.
That we cannot have a democracy under the gun.
أن القانون يعلو ولا يعلى عليه.
That the law is above all and cannot be jumped.
هذه هي خلفيتنا في الخلاف مع السيد المالكي وحكومته.
This is the background of our conflict between us and Mr. Al-Maliki.
ولما وجدنا المالكي عمليا يتجه بهذا الاتجاه تركنا خلافاتنا جانبا ومنحنا دعمنا له.
But when we saw that Mr. Al-Maliki is heading along these lines, then we dropped all of our conflicts and we put all our support behind him.
من أجل أن لا تعود الأمور إلى مربع رقم صفر وهو مربع فوضى الميليشيات والحرب الأهلية.
So that the situation does not go back to square one and go back to the militia life under the militia.
فإذا دعمنا هذا التوجه ويحتاج هذا التوجه إلى أن يترسخ ويتحدد عمليا على الأرض بآليات متعددة بضمنها التوافق السياسي.
So that's why we put all our support behind this process, and this has to take roots, and it should start by the political process.
بالنسبة للسؤال الثاني.
Regarding the second question.
Shall I answer it or no?
Sure.
Or another.
Yes.
But would you like him to answer it?
Yes,
or somebody
please.
Else?
Okay.
كان السؤال هل يعني ما تحتاجه المصالحة واستمرار المصالحة إلى تواجد قوات الأمريكية وهل هذا التواجد سيضر أم سينفع وماذا سيصنع الرئيس القادم أليس كذلك كان السؤال؟
The question was does the national reconciliation need the presence of the US troops and what will the next president do and for how long they will remain, is that the question?
Yes, I said, is this her or her? Yes. Yes.
I would say.
العراقيون مختلفون إلى منقسمون إلى ثلاث أقسام.
The Iraqis are split into three groups.
بحول ملف العلاقات الإيرانية الأمريكية.
Regarding the relationships between the U.S. and Iran.
ولذلك أنا أشرت في حديثي قبل قليل إلى حسم هذا الملف بالطريقة المناسبة.
And that's why in my presentation I mentioned that this has to be resolved in the proper way.
البعض من العراقيين أو القسم الأول منهم يرون أن وجود القوات الأمريكية في العراق هو المشكلة.
Some or the first part of the Iraqis think that the presence, the U.S. presence in Iraq is the problem.
وهؤلاء يدعون إلى رحيل القوات الأمريكية.
And they call for the departure of the U.S.
البعض الثاني يرى
the second group
أن المشكلة الكبرى هو النفوذ الإيراني الذي اتسع في هذه الفترة.
See
في العراق.
The Iranian influence in Iraq is the problem.
وهؤلاء يرون ضرورة بقاء القوات الأمريكية لمواجهة مثل هذا التدخل، مثل هذا التغلغل.
And those are of the opinion that the U.S. troops must remain to stand in the face of such an Iranian influence in the country.
القسم الثالث يرى غير ما يرى القسم الأول والثاني.
And the third group has a completely different view from the first two.
الفريق الثالث يرى أن هناك علاقة غامضة بين أمريكا وإيران في العراق.
That group thinks that there is a ambiguous, unclear relationship between the U.S. and Iran.
وهم يقولون أن هناك اتفاقا تحت الطاولة بينهم واختلافا فوق الطاولة بينهم.
And they say that there is an agreement under the table and a sort of a conflict in the clear.
ولذلك هذا التقسيم اللي قد هو المشكلة في هذا الموضوع. يعني من أجل حله، من أجل أن يعني لا تتضرر العمليات المصالحة ومن أجل أن تنجح وتتقدم إلى الأمام، يحتاج إلى حسم هذا الموضوع من قبل الأمريكان أنفسهم أولا.
So in order for the reconciliation not to suffer or sustain any blows, this problem has to be resolved first.
من خلال الاتفاقية العراقية الأمريكية المشتركة.
Through the common agreement between the US and Iraq.
والتي نرى أو يرى البعض في العراق أن العراقيين أكثر تحمسا لها من الأمريكيين الآن.
And that some people in Iraq tend to think that the Iraqis are more enthusiastic about it than the U.S.
هذه واحدة، هذا يجب أن يحسم، وبالتالي هذا تقنين العلاقة بطريقة حكومتين ذات سيادة أمريكية وعراقية تقنن هذه العلاقة، هذه ستنهي هذا الملف بطريقة مناسبة لصالح العراقيين أولا ولصالح الطرفين الأخرين ثانيا، أي أمريكا وإيران.
So this problem has to be resolved at the level of two governments mutually agreeing on anything that needs to take place, and that would be first of all in the best interest of the Iraqis and then in the best interest of the Americans.
وبالتأكيد الاتفاقية هي التي سيكون بموادها التي سيقبلها العراقيون، واتفاقية الصوف بالذات الجانب الأمني منها هي بمضمونها وبموادها التي سيتفق عليها الطرفان ستحدد تواجد القوات الأمريكية بالنوع والعدد والمدة الزمنية.
And the SOFA agreement in itself, once it's being taken, once it's been
quantity, equality, and
taken
the
into quantity
table.
And quality, it will dictate the timetable for the presence of the U.S. troops in Iraq. Thank you.
The others like to reply on the question of the timetable.
Thank you very much. I think this issue is very important and sensitive for both Iraqis people and American administration. So if we think about the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq, this decision should be taken by both sides. I think if the Bush administration or the new administration after the general election should take into account that the existence of American troops in Iraq, it is in the interest of American and Iraqi people too. And with the withdrawal of these troops by unilateral decision, it is not going to be in the interest of American, because still we need the existence of this troop to encourage our people to engage in political process and even to strengthen our military and even to rebuild some establishments regarding security and even mukhabarat, istighbarat, other things that is very important for Iraqi people and Iraqi government. As well as I think that the SOFA agreement should include regulating the existence of these troops in Iraq, and this is going to give maybe the horizon of the this kind of this existence in Iraq. Otherwise, I don't think that any deadline now to withdraw the troops is going to be helpful, not unhelpful, not only for Iraqi government, but even for the American government and American people at the same time. Thank you.
Sheikh Yahya.
تواجد الأمريكي بالعراق حقيقة موضوع حساس جدا ومعقد.
Regarding the U.S. presence in Iraq is a very sensitive and complicated matter.
فهناك أمور تدور وراء الكواليس.
There are things that take place behind closed doors.
وأقولها بصراحة.
And I would like to say it very frankly.
قد لا تكون لدينا المعلومات الكافية لحد الآن عما يدور.
We may not even have the necessary information about what's going on.
فهناك علاقات أمريكية إيرانية.
There are Iranian-U.S. Relationships.
قد تثير موضوع اهتمام يلجئنا إلى التحفظ بالوقت الحاضر.
Would interest us in being a little bit cautious at this point in time.
العراق يعني احنا مللنا من الحروب والقتال.
In Iraq we are tired of wars and fighting.
نتطلع الى ايجاد الفرص المناسبه لنعيش كما تعيش البلدان الاخرى.
We are looking for opportunities to live just like other countries.
ونتطلع ان نعيش بلدنا لوحدنا.
And we would like to live in our own country.
ولكن الوجود الامريكي الان نحن لا نستطيع أن نقرر يغادر أم لم يغادر.
But the U.S. presence today, we cannot decide whether they should leave or stay.
شكرا.
Thank you.
نبيل.
Boris Mushenko, Democracy International. This is for Sheikh Yahya.
Boris, speak into the microphone, please.
Right. Right. You may have answered a lot of the my question in your last answer, but I'll go ahead and ask it anyway. In your speech, you spoke about lapses in cooperation with the coalition, and this was due to ignorance of Iraq's really real needs. Could you elaborate more precisely as to what these significant lapses are? And since you're not a member of the government...
One second, please, sir.
How would you outline the status of forces agreement with the coalition?
Coalition forces agreement and Iraq, or between...
Well, they're talking about a status of forces agreement for continued presence of troops in Iraq. Since he's talking about, in parentheses, occupation, how would he see a forces status of forces agreement, and what kind would he like to see that would be workable?
شكرا. أنا عندما قلت الاحتلال يعني كلام عام، أنا لم أخص به بلد، ولكن أنا أقول أن تطلع كافة الشعوب أن تعيش لوحدها في بلدانها ولا تسمح لأحد أن يتصرف بها، هذا مسألة شرعية.
Thank you. When I talked about the occupation, I was talking in general, and for every country, they always wish to live in peace by themselves. And that's in a natural state of affairs.
الأمريكان في العراق وخاصة في محافظة ديال المحافظة التي أسكنها.
The American presence in Iraq and specifically in the province of Diyala where I live.
القادة تربطني بهم روابط صداقة حميمة.
I have a very good friendly relationships with the leaders.
ونتشارك معهم الرأي.
And we always share the opinion.
ولكن عندما تحدث بعض الهفوات من قسم من منتسبي قوات التحالف.
But when some lapses take place by some of the coalition forces.
هذا لا يعني عموم تعميم الكلام على كافة القوات.
And I am not generalizing here that this happens to all the forces.
وبالتأكيد العراقيين لهم مواصفاتهم الخاصة.
And of course the Iraqis have their own requirements.
وتقاليدهم الخاصة.
And their traditions.
لكن هناك بعض التعامل.
But there is some kind of a relationship. Dealings.
أود بالذكر موضوع الشركات الأمنية.
And I would like to mention here the security companies.
وإلا بالنسبة للأمريكان في العراق في المحافظات أصبحوا الآن يتعاملون كما نتعامل نحن.
Even the Americans in the provinces are being treated the same way that we are being treated.
فلا مشكلة لنا بهذا الموضوع.
Then we won't have a problem here.
Thank you.
شكرا.
Stanley.
Stanley Kroger with the Cato Institute. We all have layers of identity. And I want to ask you about three aspects of your identity. Religion, tribe, and nationality, Iraqi. If you were to list them in the order of importance, which is the most important, which is in the middle, which is the least important, how would you rank those three layers of your identity?
Nation, tribe,
and religion.
Religion.
Nationality.
Religion, tribe, and nationality.
Go ahead.
Priya, did you want to start us?
Yeah. It is
It is indeed a very difficult question.
أنه لسؤال صعب جدا.
And especially for Iraqi society. But definitely, nationality is our identity. There is no alternative. There is no alternative of the nationality. Nationality coming first. But in the same time, we should not ignore the religion and the tribal relations between people. But I think that the nationality and Iraqi nationality is the first, and we work to this direction now, and I think that every people agree with me that the Iraqi nationality is going to be the identity which going to be like an umbrella for everyone, for Kurd, for Arab, for Turkmen, for tribals, for the different religions and ethnic groups. Thank you.
Omar Abdul-Sattar.
Yes, thank you. A very strong, a very deep, a very good question. Thank you. to start with,
I will talk in Arabic anyway.
هو حقيقة أنا مع ما قاله الأخ فرياد.
Truly,
لكن أضيف.
I am with what my colleague Faryad has said, but I'd like to add.
من 94 إلى اليوم تم إدخال الطائفة في العملية السياسية.
Since April 9th until today, they have introduced the religion in the confessional group in the political process.
ففشلت في توحيد العراقيين. الطائفية السياسية فشلت في توحيد العراقيين. فرقتهم.
That failed in uniting the Iraqis. It separated them.
إذا اعتبرنا أن الطائفة يعني مكون عراقي.
If we were to consider the confessional group as a basic Iraqi component.
والحزبية أو السياسة هو جانب آخر من جوانب توحيد العراقيين.
And the politics or the parties.
فعندما دخلت الطائفة في الأحزاب خربت الأحزاب وخربت العملية السياسية.
So when the confessional groups entered into the parties and the process, it really messed it all up. It messed the political process and the parties.
بدأنا نتحدث عن الديمقراطية ونستبطن اللاديمقراطية.
We started talking about democracy and working on the non-democracy.
ولذلك برزت العشيرة.
And that's why the tribe appeared.
العشيرة تجمع الطائفة وتجمع الحزب في محيطها في حضنها.
The tribe combines both the confessional group and the party within its element.
ولا زالت قادرة على توحيد العراقيين.
And it is still capable of reuniting the Iraqis.
لكن وبالتالي العشيرة أقرب إلى الوطنية من الطائفة إذا دخلت إلى العملية السياسية بشرط العشائر لا يقود دولة لكنه يوحد شعب.
And then the tribes are much closer to the nationality as long as they do not become leaders or governments.
Yeah, and then can I say something?
Please.
Yeah, and then he said that tribes cannot lead countries, but tribes can unite countries.
Okay. فلذلك تبقى الوطنية هي رقم واحد في انتماءاتنا وهي أملنا في توحيد شعبنا.
So again, nationality becomes number or remains number one in our belief in reuniting our.
تحت قاعدة الدستور ومواطنة.
Under the title of constitution and citizenship.
وليس تحت قاعدة عشيرة طائفة.
And not under the title of tribe and confession group. Thank you.
Sheikh Yahya.
الانتماء مثل ما تفضلوا الأخوة الأعزاء يعني أنا أسلسل لك النقاط الثلاثة طلبتها بناء على رأيي ومعرفتي. أولا الانتماء الوطني.
I would like to give you the classification of the three points that you requested according to my belief. First of all is the nationality.
ثانيا الانتماء العشائري.
Second, tribal.
ثالثا الانتماء الديني.
Third confessional group.
كيف نقتنع بهذا الموضوع؟
How can we be convinced with this topic?
ما جاء به الدين.
What the confessional group.
What the religion.
Religion.
الصدق.
Is truth.
الأمانة.
Honesty.
الإخلاص.
Loyalty.
الوفاء.
Trust.
التضحية والإيثار.
Sacrifice.
هذه الصفات موجودة بالعشائر قبل وجود الدين. قبل نزول الأديان.
These attributes exist in the tribes way before the religions or confessional groups.
أضف إلى هذا أنه قرارات الدين محصورة بالإله.
Add to that the decisions, the religion, religious decisions are for the God.
ولكن العشائر لديها عرف.
But the tribes have an understanding.
قد يشابه القانون في كثير من الأمور.
That resembles the law in a lot of situations or issues.
وهناك إجراءات قسرية لمن لم ينفذ عرف العشائر.
And there are some type of punishments to those that do not abide by these laws.
وهي في حصيلتها تقويم الخلق، تقويم الخلق والتربية والتعامل الإنساني الصحيح.
And at its basis is to bring up a good citizen.
ولكني يعني ما الفائدة من أن أكون عشائري ولدين ولكن ليس لي وطن.
But what is the use of being a tribal and have a religion but not have a nationality So the nationality contains all of the above.
شكراً.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. My name is Jason Campbell, and I'm with the Brookings Institution here in Washington. I would be very interested in getting each of your opinions on both the importance and the realistic possibility of conducting these upcoming elections with an open list of candidates as opposed to the closed party voting that happened back in 2005.
Abdul Omar, do you want to start?
Inshallah. Okay. الجمهور يريد القائمة المفتوحة. البرلمانيون سيضعون الأمور بناصية التصويت عليها. أي سيضعون في هذه المادة من سيؤيد القائمة المغلقة ومن سيؤيد القائمة المفتوحة. ومن سيؤيد القائمة المغلقة بأسماء مفتوحة.
The people would like the open lists, but the government is going.
The parliament is going
to put a referendum.
Three choices
on the list to see who are those to vote on. One is open lists, two closed lists, three mixed.
وإلى أن يبدأ التصويت سيكون من يحصل على الأغلبية في أي خيار في الثلاثة هو الذي سيكون عليه الانتخابات القادمة.
And based on the number of votes, the winner will be the choice of list. Thank you.
Rian, a small note. I can classify the mood about this issue into three.
يوضع الرأي أو الفكرة
different types. The first one,
الأولى,
many groups and political parties are with closed list openly, publicly.
العديد من الأحزاب والمجموعات مع اللوائح المغلقة علنية.
The second group,
المجموعة الثانية,
divided into A and B.
مقسومة إلى ألف وباء.
Secretly is with closed list.
مع اللوائح المغلقة.
When we negotiate with each other, they talk about closed list.
يتحدثون عن اللوائح المغلقة.
But publicly they can't do it.
ولكن علنيا لا يستطيعون القيام بذلك.
I talk to you very frank. And the second group is with the open list.
مع
no.
No, this is the third group.
The third group.
Third group. Third group.
Yeah, because the second one, A, B, A is with the closed list separately, B with the open list, openly or publicly, and the third group is with the open list. Therefore, we put the three choices in the draft. So we go to the vote, and it depends upon on the endorsement of the parliament.
Will you be able to pass the law by the end of June?
No. It is very difficult. In my point of view, because there are many technical problems regarding electoral commission. One is the government should supply them with the temporary budget. And this is a very bureaucratic process. Yes. And the second technical problem is the electoral commission should sign agreement with many foreign companies to ease the process of the election. And this also need a lot of job to do. Regarding political parties, there are many problems too. The first one, as I mentioned, we didn't agree upon on what kind of the system we have to choose. So we gave the option to the parliament. The second one is the quota for the women. Yeah, quota for the women. Constitutionally, they should have 25%, at least 25% in the local councils. In the open list, it is very difficult to guarantee this percentage. In the outcome, of course. But in the list, closed list, it is very easy. Because we're going to put first one male, second one male, and third one female. So it is not a big problem with the closed list. The third problem is the quota for the minorities. Christians, Chaldean, Assyrian, Yazidis, Sabias, and others. We couldn't find a mechanism. Still, we couldn't find a mechanism to put a percentage for them in each province. So we are going to start our discussion, or maybe our colleague now discussing how they find this kind of mechanism for both minorities and women quota. The other problem is databases. There is no databases in Iraq for the voters. Therefore, the United Nations is in the middle way. They can't say that open list is better than closed list, or closed list is better than, because of the absence of the databases. But we are keen to go forward with the election, and all the political parties, movements, and others, even government. So I think that we can go forward with the election next year, not in November. Next year, within the start of the next year, maybe February or March 2009, because we have overcome these problems first,
and reach a mutual agreement, then we go forward with the local election. Thank you.
Sheikh Yahya, did you want to comment?
Ana عندي provincial.
No.
هم أجابوا الأساتذة أجابوا ما يكفي ولكن أنا أقول الانتخابات هي شأن أيضا شأن داخلي يعني الأمم المتحدة ليس لها الدور بقدر ما هي رقيب للنزاهة وللتنظيم.
My colleagues have answered this question, but I would like to add again that elections are an internal matter and the role of the UN is simply as a monitor to the elections.
اللائحة المفتوحة لها مساوئ وحسنات.
The open list has its benefits and disadvantages.
والمغلقة أيضا لها مساوئ وحسنات.
And the same for the closed list.
ولكن ستكون هناك دراسة أي العمليات حسنات راح تكون أكثر لربما ستكون هي المعمول بها.
It's going to be a study to find out which kind will have more advantages and then it will be selected.
ولكن بناء على التجربة السابقة.
But based on the previous experience.
أنا أعتقد أنه نسبة كبيرة من الشعب العراقي يرغب أن تكون القائمة مفتوحة.
I believe that the majority of the Iraqi people would like the list to be open.
وهذه لا زالت قيد الدرس.
But it is still under study.
أما فيما يخص المساوئ والحسنات.
But for the benefits and disadvantages.
لهذه الآليات.
For these mechanisms.
فلا مجال لذكرها في الوقت الحاضر.
We cannot talk about it right now.
شكرا.
Thank you.
هو بعض الحلول لموضوع الكوتا النسوية.
Some of the solutions for the women quotas.
هو إذا كانت القائمة مغلقة بأسماء مفتوحة mixed يعني.
Is to have a mixed list.
A mixed system.
Mixed system.
يعني قائمة مغلقة لكن الأسماء مفتوحة.
A closed list but the names are open.
الopen names راح يصير one male, two, second male, third female.
First name and second are males, the third is female.
الناخب عندما يأتي يختار إما يختار اسم القائمة وهذا له.
So the voter when they come they select the list and it's
up to them. أو أن يختار اسما من الأسماء.
They can select a name from the list.
يعني له خيارين إما يختار القائمة يعطي صوته للقائمة اللي هي closed رقم القائمة. أو يعطي صوته لاسم يعجبه أو يعرفه من القائمة.
So again, when the voter comes to vote, either they pick the whole list and they say list number one or two, or they select the name from the list.
هذا صحيح فيه تقييد لحرية الناخب، لكن فيه أيضا حل لموضوع الكوتا.
This truly is not really giving the total freedom for the voter, but it has within it some solution to the quota issue.
لأن كل مقعد في المجلس له عتبة يعني له مثلا المقعد له 10,000 صوت مثلا من الناخبين.
So every seat in the parliament or the council has a threshold, a number of for example 10,000 votes.
فإذا حصل اسما ما على أكثر من 10 لفرضا حصل على 50,000 اسم معين حصل على 50,000.
Let's suppose that one name ended up with 50,000 votes instead of 10.
هذه 40,000 الزائدة ستتوزع على الثاني وستصل إلى الثالث والرابع.
So the extra votes will be then trickled down to the second and third and fourth name on the list.
ونفس الشيء يحصل إذا اختار القائمة.
And the same thing would happen if they select the whole list.
وبالتالي هو بالتأكيد هو كل حزب سيحصل على مجموعة من المقاعد بالتأكيد لن يحصل على كل المقاعد فبالتالي صح وبالتالي ستنحل موضوع الكوتا لكن هل المفوضية جاهزة لوجستيا لهذا والزمن يخدمها في 11 هذا السؤال المفوضية تقول ربما هذا يحتاج أكثر من 11 وبالتالي ربما يكون 11 وربما يكون 11 ربما يكون 12 ربما يكون مثل ما قال زميلي فرياد
So again, this way it would guarantee the parties their seats. But the question is, are we ready on 10-1? We may not be. We may be ready on 11-1, 12-1, or as my friend Fariad said,
Where?
Yeah, no, not not we, but Electoral Commission is not ready indeed to go with the third option of the system, which is a mixed system. So this system needs indeed a very clear databases for the voter over all the provinces in Iraq. So the Electoral Commission is indeed not ready to go with this system.
على كل حال أنا قد أختلف قليلاً مع أخي فرياد، لكن أقول الحكومة تريد، يعني مجلس الوزراء يريد أن يجدول، ليس يريد انتخابات في يوم واحد في كل العراق، وربما يجدول كل محافظة في يوم، وبالتالي سنبدأ 11 وربما لا ننتهي إلى 1
I would differ slightly with my colleague, whereby we may put a scheduled date for each province for the election, so we may start on 10-1, but we may not end until later on.
Okay, please.
Maurice Chouchet from the Middle East Media Research Institute. My question is that the Arab countries refuse to send ambassadors to Iraq after the war. 5 years have left and since the assassination of the Egyptian ambassador in Baghdad, no other ambassador was sent to Iraq. Did your groups at the levels of parties or tribes or Sunni influence have any contact with Arab countries to convince them to send ambassadors, especially Mr. Randouzi mentioned that he met outside the country with representatives of Al-Qaeda. So,
not with Al-Qaeda, Al-Ba'ath.
Al-Ba'ath? Sorry. So, did you try at your level?
Indeed, I'm not ready to go with Qaeda in any way.
Did you try at your party levels or tribe levels to convince Arab countries to send their representatives to Iraq? Thank you.
Yes, thank you for this question. هل أنت جاهز؟
تفضل معك.
أنا سأتكلم هنا بصراحة، ربما الصراحة تزعج العرب.
I will speak very frankly here, and this may kind of offend slightly or bother a little bit the Arabs, but I am an Arab too.
نحن في الحزب الإسلامي العراقي أول من دخل من العرب السنة في العملية السياسية منذ مجلس الحكم.
We in the Islamic Party are the first that entered the political game in the parliament process in the parliament.
ودعونا العرب السنة للدخول لكنهم تأخروا والآن هم يتنافسون والحمد لله.
But we invited also the Arab Sunnis to join us, but they were late and now they are fighting to join.
وهذا نجاح للحزب الإسلامي العراقي.
And that is a success for the Islamic Iraqi party.
النظام الرسمي العربي تعامل مع العملية السياسية مثل ما تعامل العرب السنة في الداخل مع العملية السياسية.
The official Arab order has dealt with the political process in the same manner that the Sunna Iraqi parties have dealt with the political process.
Not Iraqi party. The people. ماذا يقول النظام الرسمي العربي؟ يقول لا نفتح سفارة ولا ندخل العراق حتى يستقر الوضع.
What do they say, the Arabic regime? They say, we are not going to have an embassy in Iraq until there is a total settlement in Iraq.
أي بالضبط كما يقول العرب السنة في الداخل أيضا.
Which is exactly what the Sunni Arabs are saying inside Iraq.
يعني لو تعامل العرب السنة مع العملية السياسية مثل ما تعامل الحزب الإسلامي وتعامل النظام الرسمي العربي مع العملية السياسية مثل ما تعامل الحزب الإسلامي.
So if the Arab Sunnis in Iraq have dealt with the political process the same way that the Islamic Iraqi party dealt, we would have been in a totally different situation.
فنحن نقول لهم يقول السيد السائل.
I would like to say to the person that asked the question.
نقول لهم للنظام الرسمي العربي عندما نزورهم عن طريق السيد الهاشمي عن طريق وزراء عن طريق لقاءات.
The Arabs, when we visit them through Mr. Al-Hashimi or any other ministerial visits,
نقول لهم لحظة الاستقرار التي تنتظرون في العراق أن لحظة الاستقرار التي تنتظرونها في العراق.
We tell them that the moment of cessation or stability that you are looking for in Iraq,
عندما تحين,
when it happens,
سوف لن تجدوا موطئ قدم لكم في العراق.
You will not find a footstep for you in Iraq.
لفتح سفارة.
To open an embassy.
بل إن حصونكم عواصمكم ستكون مهددة ليس من خارجها فقط وإنما حتى من داخلها.
But your capitals will be threatened not simply from the outside but from the inside too.
كما وجد العرب السنة أنفسهم بعد 5 سنوات يريدون أن يحصلوا على مكان في وزارة أو مكان في مؤسسة. الإخوان الكرد والشيعة لأن العرب السنة غابوا أخذوها مو لأن مو لأنهم أرادوا أن يأخذوها فقط ولأن ولأنهم وجدوها فارغة فبالتالي
the same way the Sunni Arabs in Iraq have found themselves after being away for 5 years from the political process that now today when they come to have a seat they find that our brothers the Kurds it's not that they took them because they wanted to take them away from them but because there was a void and they needed to fill it.
لكن يبدو ان صحوه العرب السنه ودخولهم في العمليه السياسيه قد رافقته صحوه رسميه عربيه في التنافس على فتح سفارات حصل اخيرا.
But the awakening that took place with our Sunni Iraqis in Sunni Arabs in Iraq in trying to join the political process has also with it an awakening with the Arab regimes trying now to come and open embassies in Iraq. Which means that the Iraqi Islamic Party will be relaxed and happy from now on.
Ed. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Dr. Slim, for your important work that you're doing. Masa al khair, ahlan wa sahlan. I just said that to give your interpreter a break. I'm afraid I can't continue. If I could, at least one of the speakers said that the displaced return of displaced persons to their original homes is one of the goals for your group. Frequently, you hear U.S. military officials saying that the sectarian separation in Baghdad is one of the reasons the security is better. So I wonder how you react to that and if you could say how many people have actually returned, who've been expelled, have returned to their homes. I'll just let you finish. Then, separately, do you believe that the SOFA, the Status of Forces Agreement, that several of you have mentioned, should be put to a referendum of the Iraqi people? That is, should the Iraqi people vote on whether or not they want U.S. forces to stay in Iraq? Shukran.
Who wants to take on the question of returns?
شكرا للسيد السائل على سؤال مهم.
Very important question.
يعني يحق للبعض أن يقول أن العزل الطائفي أو لا يحق كان سببا في الاستقرار الأمني لكن
it is allowed for some of them to say that the sectarian separation is part of the security that exists.
لكن الذي حصل فعلا
but what truly happened
من الداخل ليس محللا من الخارج إنما إنسان عايش في الداخل.
And again, I'm giving you the point of view of somebody that lives inside. I'm not talking from someone looking at from the outside inward.
العزل لم يكن مقصودا به عزل السنة عن الشيعة.
The separation did not have for a goal to separate the Sunni from the Shia.
بل هناك عزل بين السنة والسنة والشيعة والشيعة أيضا.
There is a type of separation between the Sunnis and between the Shia.
وهذا ضد الكلام الذي يقول أن العزل سبب استقرار.
And that contradicts those that are saying that the separation created the stability.
من أجل لكن من العزل كان لسبب من أجل أن تحرر المناطق من القاعدة ومن الميليشيات.
So the separation had for a goal is the liberation from the militias and the Al-Qaeda.
التي خطفت المناطق.
That has hijacked.
وخطفت الناس.
And people.
كان لابد من البدء بخارطة الطريق لتحرير هذه المناطق.
There was a need from the beginning for a roadmap to liberate these areas.
وبالتالي عندما تحقق استقرار هذه المناطق بزوال القاعدة والميليشيات منها.
And as a result, when the stability came after getting rid of the militias and the Al-Qaeda terrorists from that. From
بدأت الحواجز بالزوال تدريجيا.
The roadblocks started disappearing.
Gradually.
فبالتأكيد لها بعض المضار الجانبية أنها كان هناك من أجزائها عزلا بين السنة والشيعة وهذا ليس سببا إنما نتيجة من مضاعفات هذه العملية وستزول بمرور الوقت هذا واحد.
So of course there was going to be some side effects or collateral damage which is being the separation between the two but hopefully these will disappear.
في موضوع عودة النازحين المهجرين.
Regarding the displaced people
and refugees.
And refugees.
حقيقة أنا أقول لكم الأرقام الرسمية هي ليست أرقاما حقيقية.
The official numbers are not true numbers.
لا يزال الوضع الأمني غير مستقر.
The security situation is still unstable.
ولا تزال الحكومة مترددة في حسم هذا الملف وترددها له قد يكون له ما يبرره.
And the government is still hesitant in dealing with this situation, and they may have a good reason for being.
إن هذا الموضوع يحتاج حقيقة إلى رؤية واضحة وإلى آليات محددة.
Because this subject requires a very clear vision and a very precise mechanism.
وما لم يحصل عودة حقيقية لمن هجر إلى موطنه وبيته ومكانه.
And if those that were displaced and pushed out of their homes are not brought back to their land and home.
لن يتم تطبيع الأوضاع في العراق.
The normalization of the situation in Iraq will not take place.
خاصة في البصرة وبغداد وديالى وبعض المحافظات الأخرى.
Especially in Basra, Diyala, Baghdad, and some other provinces.
في موضوع الصوفة وموضوع الاستفتاء.
Regarding the referendum and the Sofa agreement.
دستوريا.
Constitutionally.
الحكومة لها الحق في أن توقع اتفاقية بعد عرضها على البرلمان ومصادقتها في البرلمان.
The government has the right to sign an agreement after proposing it to the parliament and having an agreement on it.
وأنا أعتقد إذا حصلت الاتفاقية على إجماع وطني في البرلمان والبرلمانيون هم ممثلو الشعب.
And if that agreement got a majority of the the parliamentarians who are the legitimate representatives of the people.
والبرلمانيون وهم ممثلو الشعب يريدون ما يلي في الاتفاقية.
And the parliamentarians, the representatives of the people, want as follows in the agreement.
أن السيادة ستكون مضمونة.
The sovereignty. Thank you. Sovereignty is guaranteed.
أن تكون هناك شفافية.
To have transparency.
وبالتأكيد أن يكون هناك إجماع في البرلمان يعني 5+1 يعني تصويت بالأغلبية.
And to have a majority in the parliament.
إضافة إلى أمره وبالتالي أنا أعتقد الأمر بهذه الطريقة دستوريا سيكون أمرا طبيعيا. شكرا.
And of course, based on that, I would say that. Constitutionally, this is a normal situation, and thank you.
Priya, do you want to?
I just want to add a small information about how Iraqi government could sign agreement or treaties with other countries. According to the 4th Article 61 from Iraqi Constitution, any agreement or treaties should be endorsed by Parliament two-thirds of votes. And it doesn't need, indeed, a public referendum. Thank you.
Let me try to hasten through a couple of more questions, but I'll take you two at a time. You go ahead.
Radha Visser, Revolution Institute of International Affairs. My question is for Dr. Abdessattar. You seem to be a little bit pessimistic about the ability of the current parliament to move towards full national reconciliation. At the same time, there seems to be a shift in the Iraqi parliament, which means that the atmosphere is a little bit different today from 2005. As for, there seems to be a growing consensus or growing majority against extreme decentralization. And also against the expression of sectarian identities in the federal map of Iran. The only arena where this is not expressed is the Constitutional Revision Committee.
The what constitutional?
Revision Committee.
Okay, that's me.
Constitutional amendments, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything that can be done to resolve this, or is there any moves that can be made pending the election of the new parliament?
Why don't we go ahead with your question as well, and then we'll go through the panel.
Yeah, I'm Helena Corbin. I'm with the Friends Committee on National Legislation. I want to really thank Randa Sleem and her colleagues for both, first of all, undertaking this initiative and then for unveiling it for us here and for bringing the esteemed guests from Iraq to come and visit with civil society here. But I was also very interested when you said that half or some portion of your participants dropped out of the process after two sessions. And I wonder if you could characterize any of you, Randa or any of the others, what were the points of disagreement, how you think their position on some of these discussions that we've heard today would have differed from what we've heard. I think it's always interesting and important to remember the points of view of people who are not at the table but who maybe should be, and I hope you're working to get them back. Maybe you could tell me something about that also.
Let us go back through the panel in the reverse order of their opening remarks, addressing in particular writers' questions, and then adding anything else you'd like to add, and we'll finish with you, Randa. I think the floor is yours, Sheikh Yahya.
السؤال الأول كان حول هل إن البرلمان الذي أصبح الآن بحالة جيدة مقارنة بسنة 2005 لا بسنة 2005 هل استنتجت من كلامك بأنك لست متفائلا أو متشائنا من أنها يتمكن البرلمان
من
إنجاز المصالحة؟ هذا سؤال أنت جاوبه.
فين السؤال هذا؟ شنو هو يريد؟ ما فهمت السؤال. شرحت لي بس شنو السؤال؟ هو يريد
يقول هل أنت متفائل أو متشائم؟
هو يقول لماذا أنت متشائم؟ ولماذا أنت متشائم؟ خلاص 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 خلاص.
لحظة أنا أبدأ بالكونستيتيوشن كوميتي.
Is Trian, you want to start? Yeah. I'm overruled. You start.
I am a member of the Constitutional Review Committee, formed according to the 142 article. We indeed did a good job. We amended almost 55 articles, but still there are five key issues. We couldn't get into a mutual agreement about it. The first one is Article 41, which is related to the family code. The second one is the power sharing between federal and regional government. The third one is about 141 article, which is related to the dispute areas or conflicted areas. And the fifth point is about the authorities of presidents in the constitution. So these five key issues we push forward for the leaders, our leaders, in Baghdad to deal with it, and we indeed waiting for their solution or joint solution for these key issues, but I am not optimistic that we are going to find a solution for these five key issues, but in terms of the others, I'm pretty sure that gonna pass in the parliament and should gonna endorsed by the vast majority of the parliament and even in the general referendum. Thank you.
Dr. Sattar.
بالنسبة للسؤال أحد الأسئلة حول قدرة البرلمان أو عدم قدرته في إنجاز مصالحة أو في إنجاز التعديل.
The question that was asked about the ability of the parliament to
this parliament to do amended of constitution and
to amend the constitution
and مشروع المصالحة reconciliation
and the national reconciliation.
أقول أولا كما يقول العراقيون بالمثل الشعبي الدارج العافية بالتدارج شوي شوي.
I would like to say as the Iraqis would say in a local proverb that you only gain your health slowly.
أستطيع أن أقول هناك صحوة داخل البرلمان.
I can say that there is an awakening inside the parliament.
تحتاج إلى أن تنضج أكثر.
That needs to mature more.
والوقت جزء من العلاج.
And time is part of the remedy.
يعني مشكلة التعديلات الدستورية هو تم صياغة الدستور في وقت سريع لكن التعديلات تمت إعادة صياغة الدستور الذي أعد على عجل بشكل جيد الآن.
So the constitution
الذي كتب في وقت سريع
was written first of all in very quickly in a very short period of time.
أعادت لجنة التعديلات صياغته بشكل جيد الآن.
And the amendments now did a good job in working the constitution better.
لكنها وصلت إلى النقاط التي كان مختلف عليها أولا.
But it has reached the points of conflict that were in existence first.
والتي من أجلها ضمن الدستور المادة 142.
And for which the constitution has had article 142 added to it.
المشكلة في أنه بعض الأطراف السياسية الفاعلة والمتحكمة في العملية السياسية لا تزال تحتاج إلى وقت ولا تزال تحتاج إلى كثير من التصميم على اتخاذ قرار مناسب في هذا الشأن هي التي تعرقل ذلك.
The political figures that hold the process in their hand do need more time to look into that and need the ability to make these difficult decisions.
شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you.
شيخ يحيى.
قد لا يخفى عليكم أن مجلس النواب العراقي في بداية تشكيله وفي بداية جلساته كان عبارة عن ساحات صاخبة للاقتتال والاعتراك السياسي.
It may not be hidden from you that the Iraqi parliament in the beginning used to be a a place where political arguments used to take place violently.
وأنا أعتقد أن هذه مسألة طبيعية.
And I believe that this is a natural thing.
لأنه تجربة أولى في العراق.
Because it is a first experience in Iraq.
ولكن اليوم.
But today.
نحن على ثقة.
We are confident.
بأن مجلس النواب.
That the parliament.
له القدرة الكافية.
Has the ability.
على حل هذه المشاكل.
To resolve these problems.
شكراً.
Thank you.
Rhonda?
Yeah. Quick answer to Helena's question. One of the reasons these unofficial dialogues remain hidden from the public eye is because some people find it difficult and politically not permissible for them to participate in them. And that's why we did not, you know, talk about this dialogue in the media in the beginning. And that was one of the conditions for members of the external opposition, by mean external people located outside Iraq and who are opposed to the political process, for taking the condition they put forward to us for taking part in these dialogues. However, word leaked out in one particular Arab TV, and two of these people had death threats issued to them from within their groups for having taken part in the dialogues with what we call al-Dhaffa, which is the other side, the other bank of the river, and so they had to drop out. We are in the process of, however, our dialogue as an institute, or our efforts as an institute to continue conversing with them, continue, and will continue until we are able to reach a way of bringing them back in. And hopefully the situation inside Iraq and in the region is changing to enable them or to help them gain the political permission to sit at the table with the representatives of the other river or other bank. But that's my answer to Helena's question. How now that group will differ on these issues that we have tackled from the perspectives presented here? Definitely, there are major differences. But I have to say that one of the first issues we tackled when the other group was present at the table was federalism, which is a pretty contentious issue. And still, we were able to come to some form of agreement on federalism, but of course, under with certain, how to say, a type of federalism that is accepted to everybody as long as it is not based on regional or sectarian or ethnic basis. And that was the formulation of federalism as a shape and state of government that was acceptable to everybody, including those that were present from the outside or the other external groups. As I said again, we are continuing our efforts to re-engage them, and hopefully we can succeed in the future. Thank you.
Let me say in concluding that it may not look like it, but it takes a great deal of courage to have participated in these activities for the past 2 years. And frankly, it takes a great deal of courage to appear before us here today in public. We feel honored by your presence. Thank you.